In 2016, the UN Political Declaration on Ending AIDS set the world on a fast track to stamp out the epidemic by 2030. In the first phase, countries agreed to reduce new HIV infections and AIDS-related deaths to fewer than 500,000 by 2020. They also agreed to eliminate HIV-related stigma and discrimination by then. However, with less than 4 years to go, progress on reducing new HIV infections among adults has stalled. Financing for the global response has dried up, and more importantly, women and girls continue to bear the brunt of the AIDS epidemic. According to UN Deputy Chief Amina Mohammed, advances have been made, but the AIDS epidemic is far from over.
Now we need to do a better job of reaching young women and adolescent girls. This is particularly true of sub-Saharan Africa, where adolescent girls account for 3 out of 4 new HIV infections among the 15 to 19-year-olds. Women and girls' heightened vulnerability to HIV is intimately linked to entrenched gender-based inequalities and harmful social attitudes. We also need to ensure a more integrated approach to HIV program delivery. In particular, we need to integrate HIV, sexual and reproductive health programs, which include family planning.
In Africa, HIV and AIDS remains the leading cause of death among children, adolescents, and young women of reproductive age, the Gambian ambassador to the UN said on behalf of the Africa Group. The global plan towards the elimination of new HIV infections among children by 2015 and keeping their mothers alive has galvanized the global political will and national action, Mamadou Tangara noted. But he warned not all pregnant women have access to antiretroviral drugs, and not all of them are getting tested.
The African group reiterates that AIDS response must continue to build progress to eliminate mother-to-child HIV transmission during pregnancy, delivery, and breastfeeding. The group reaffirms the need to improve prevention, diagnosis, treatment, strong surveillance systems, strengthen health systems and mechanisms, and universal access to services, including increased access to early infant and pediatric diagnosis and treatment.
Hard-fought gains should not be lost, the Secretary General's report on the global AIDS response warns. It also calls on UN member states to close the investment gap of $7 billion in order to avert new HIV infections and AIDS-related deaths. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.